Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to your live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. But we thank God each and every day for that he raises us up and let us see another day. Amen. So we're going to go ahead, first of all, with our announcements. I want to encourage you to listen up to the announcements and make sure that you come on and you hear the word of the Lord, you know, and hear what's going on. Because guess what? If you miss it, you've missed a treat. The shows are pre-recorded. But I encourage you on this day to still come on and hear it. It's nothing like getting it right off the press, you know. And when you, you know, some of y'all may not know what it is, but, you know, when you get that piece of bologna out of the fry, you know, right out of the grease, a lot of people say, and put it on that bread, that's what I'm talking about. You can get that meat right out of there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to get it through no first and second. You can get it right off the press. Amen. So we're going to go ahead with the announcement. I want you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. We have none other than one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. It's an awesome show. I encourage you, don't miss it. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, then what you need to do is get hooked up. Hook up with the hookup. Because glory to God, they are going to get you where you need to be. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have anybody to teach me. I don't have anybody to show me. Well, the door is open. So all you got to do is just go ahead on Facebook. You can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and they will get back with you. Glory to God. I can promise you they're going to get back with you. So go ahead, you can inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and they'll give you a call. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit, we have Faith Comes by Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, this show is off the chain. You missed it, you missed a very, very good treat. So I encourage you to come on and listen to the show, amen, on Saturday, and hear what the Lord is saying through Elder. It's a show that you don't want to miss. And the next show comes on every Sunday. We are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then after that, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold it. I think I may have had some of those times mixed up. Yes, I did. Hold on. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Minister Elaine's show comes on at 3:30 Pacific and 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because sometimes it happens. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in and hear what the Lord is saying. God is doing some great and mighty things. You know, I keep hearing this song playing over and over again. And no, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to tell you about it. Glory to God. It said God is doing a great work. It's been playing over and over before I even got online. He's doing a great work in you. Glory to God. And it's an awesome, awesome song. It is. God is doing a great work to those whom would make themselves available. Now, let me help you out with that. So some people don't want God to move in them. They really don't. They just want to, you know, just stay the same, you know, give you two little dollars and keep on moving down the road. But God is doing a great work in this season. So I encourage you to go on and find the song and listen to it. And you know, it's awesome. It's God is doing a great work. Glory to God. He wants to work through all of us, all who will make themselves available. And some people won't be make themselves available because they're too busy. They're too busy, what, putting up the tree, shopping. But, you know, it's not just this time of year. Yeah, all those things are fine. You know, just don't let things control you. When you let things of the world get in your way and control you, then you're out of control. Glory to God. It's been happening, amen, right before Christmas. I know, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, everybody talks about how everybody's so busy right here during this time of year. No, it's not just this time of year. It's all down through the year. Glory to God. Not only this year, the last year, the year before that, and the year before that. Those people don't want to take time out to hear what the Lord is saying and what see what God is doing because he wants to do a great work in you. But if you're too busy to spend any time, he cannot get to you. And he's not going to force himself because first you got to make yourself available and say, Lord, here I am. I'm available for you, Lord God. Lord, do a great work in me. Whatever you got for me, Lord God, then God, I want it. Lord, whatever you have for me to do, Lord God, I'm your vessel, Lord God. I surrender it all. You know, learn how to surrender yourselves and make yourself available so he can use you. And that's why, and he can do a great work. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the one before I go ahead and open us up in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we thank you for another day, oh Lord, that you have spared our lives, God. You made, oh, death get back and behave, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that your precious Holy Ghost power is working in the earth on today. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for your precious Holy Ghost power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the infilling of the Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we know, Lord, we can call on him and he'll be right there. Never late, Lord God. Oh, my God. He's always right on time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening in the airwaves, those that are listening by phone, Lord God, or however they may be listening, oh God. Lord, we ask you to reach out and touch them in a mighty way. Whatever the need may be, oh Lord God, we know that you know the need. Lord, whether it's financial, oh God, whether they need peace in their home, oh God, whether they need a healing in their body, oh Father. Father, we know that you are the healer. You are the one that made the rain in the heaven, Lord God, and earth, Lord God. And you made, oh, death get back and behave. Lord, you made this body. You created us, Lord God, to praise you. So, Lord, we thank you for all those things, God. And that way we know that you can heal everywhere they hurt. Right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can heal them in their veins. We know, Lord, that you can heal them in their heart. We know, Lord, you can heal relationships. We know, Lord God, that you can heal those, Lord God, who haven't had a job in a while. Huh? Oh, my God. Lord, we know you can touch them, Lord God, and send someone by, Lord God, to be your mouthpiece, to use them, Lord God, as you see fit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whether it's monetary gifts, Lord, whether it's food, whatever they need, Lord, we ask you to go by, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, Lord, and give to those who are in need. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. How you, Lord God, watch over us and protect us, Lord God. Those that are traveling up and down the highways and byways, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who are traveling to see family, we ask you to put your hedge of protection around them. Let your angels camp around them, Lord God. No hurt, no harm, no danger shall come to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We know that we serve a miracle-working God. And you're doing miracles each and every day, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. You can heal those, Lord God, who are hurting, Lord God. Those who are hurting, Lord God. Those who are crying out, Lord, in this season, saying, Lord, I have no one this season. But, Lord, let them know, Lord, oh, my God, that they have you. They have you. You never leave them nor forsake them. You said you never leave them nor forsake them. Never seen a righteous forsaken. Lord, they won't have to even beg bread in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray for the loneliness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, send someone by, Lord God, to be the company for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are the company keeper, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you use people, Lord God, to go by and lend a hand in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to send them by, Lord God, wherever they may be, Lord, and whatever need there is. Lord, send someone by to help them in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said we're helpers one to another in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, he's still in the miracle working business. He has not left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some people say, well, I don't see a miracle. Did you get up this morning? That's a miracle. Hallelujah. Did you go to your job? Amen. This morning or on yesterday or all week, he kept you. That's a miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it didn't have to be like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I was talking to someone on yesterday, and they said they took their mind back and they started to reminisce on how God kept them and how he provided for them and how he took care of them through the dangerous times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those are miracles. Glory to God. We serve a miracle-working God. God don't fall short. Now, we fall short and thinking that it's got to be something so great, you know. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's got to be a million, 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 mega million dollars. Glory to God. But if you got up this morning, hallelujah, that's a miracle. And if you are saved, that's a miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can get up, hallelujah. You can cook breakfast, hallelujah. You got all your limbs. Oh, my Lord. You can use them. You can use those hands to make those biscuits. I know y'all young people probably don't know a whole lot about that. I understand. I hear you saying Pillsbury Poppet. I hear you. I got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's a miracle. He is still a miracle-working God. And nothing falls short of his glory. Glory to God. We have two callers here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to take one of them, and then I'm going to go ahead on with our message. And we'll, if we have time, we'll come back, amen, and take the other one. Caller 301, you are live and on the air. What's your prayer request, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Prophetess. I would just like to hear whatever God has for me, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, Lord, that you will lift her spirit, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let her know that you're in control, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray right now the peace of God, Lord, and we pray happiness, Lord God, in our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We serve an awesome God. We know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're giving an instructions and directions, Lord. Right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let her be able to hear, Lord, what you want her to do and how you want her to go about doing it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord, that you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said, whatever in need of, just ask, and you shall give it to him, Lord. You said you shall give it. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto her bosom, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would give her, Lord God, all the finances that she needs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're pulling her out to take her up higher, Lord God. Lord, we just say thank you, God. For we know that you are an on-time God. And we know, Lord, that nothing catches you by surprise. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you for calling. Glory to God. You know, you got to find your happiness. You know, laughter is just like a medicine. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just begin to rejoice and be glad, you know, in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, yes, it didn't have to be this way. He allowed you to wake up, hallelujah, to call in on the line. So just continue to praise God. It doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have. But guess what? He owns it all. Glory to God.
Amen.
He owns it all. He don't fall short of nothing. Glory to God. Not nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my
Glory
God. Hallelujah. There's somebody that's going to deliver some things to you. Hallelujah. That you've been asking God for. I see him bringing it to your door. Hallelujah. You know what these things are. Glory to God. You don't have to tell all your business. You're online and everybody hears it. Glory to God. You've been asking. Hallelujah. They're going to bring it to the door. Glory to God. So you already
Amen.
Know what it is. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Carla. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. We're going to go ahead on with our message on today. If you would, go ahead and turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, a lot of times when we say, well, we've heard this message one time. Well, guess what? You can hear it again because it's someone that missed it. So now you're going to get a chance, hallelujah, to hear it again. You know, there should always be different revelations in the Word of God, hallelujah. Let me help y'all out. I'm just going to tell y'all, you know, when you've been taught right, then guess what? You can walk right. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, trials don't come to make us bitter, but they come to make us better. That's my title for my story on today, hallelujah. For the word, trials come to make you better, not bitter. You know, sometimes when people go through trials and tribulations, they give up on God. But guess what? It's only a trying of your faith. Huh. Oh, my Lord. Your faith got to be tried at some point. If you got everything that you need, everything that you want, all everything good, children good, you know, all the family's good, the husband's good, the wife's good, everybody's good and well, you know, I got enough money in the bank. Hallelujah. The car's running right. Glory to God. I got new tires. Ah, my God. I got a new whip. I got new grip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Come on now. If everything is running right and everything is tight, you won't pray. So let's see what the Lord is saying today, amen, in the Word of God. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You know, you're gonna be tempted with some things. I'm telling you, the way the world system is, yes, you're gonna. And guess what? You're gonna be tempted with sin. Hallelujah. But when you anchor yourself down, there is nobody on this earth that's past being tempted. Hallelujah. But when you anchor yourself down and know that, oh, I'm not doing that, you have to be careful and listen to your mind. You know, because guess what? If you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside, it's gonna tell you, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't go there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you just think he's going to just come and just push you. Hallelujah. And say, you ain't got no business in there. Glory to God. He ain't going to force you. He's not going to force you. And then if you go on in and he tells you not to, then you're on your own. Hallelujah. Because I remember this thing that happened and, you know, he said, listen, you can. I already gave you, amen, and already told you what you could do. Now, he said, if you stay there, then that's on you. He said, but if you leave, hallelujah, he said, I've already told you you could leave because I've already given you the instructions on what you do. But if you stay there, you're on your own. I said, no, Lord Jesus Christ, you don't want to ever be in that place where you're on your own, my God. Always know, yes, he's there with you, glory to God. But if he's already given you, amen, and he told you the avenue to, and told you what you could do, then guess what? Take the avenue, glory to God. Then just know that God's going to be there. He's going to provide. He's going to give you everything that you need, glory to God. And he did that. It was all in his timing. But did I go through? Yes, I did. Hallelujah. What, did it feel good? Nah, you know, the fire never feels good. Glory to God. Yeah, them fires that you stand against and maybe you be cold in the wintertime, yes, they feel good. But when you're going through trials and tribulations, nah, they don't feel good. But you got to count it all joy. Glory to God. Let's move on to 3. Knowing that this, the trying of your faith, worketh patience. You know, you got to have some patience through the trials. Because sometimes you can get out of the will of God. And when you go and try to fix some things on your own, oh, my God, then you get in trouble. Because, you know, somebody was talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul. Hallelujah. My God, it ain't no such thing. But you know what? That's sometimes what you do instead of saying, Lord, how do you want me to handle this? What do you want me to do? And sometimes he won't say nothing because guess what? That's, you got to have some patience to know. If he said he's going to work it out, then guess what? He's going to work it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he will, He'll do it, because you got to learn how to stand on his word and have patience while you're standing on his word. Hallelujah. Don't just go and do something and then you're going to regret it. Hallelujah. How many times have we did things trying to help him out? Oh, my God. And then it didn't work out. Then guess what? At least just for instance. Glory to God. If you need something paid, you know, hallelujah, and then over here you don't have the money to pay it. Ah, okay, I see. Glory to God. But then you say, okay, Lord, I need this money. Lord, what am I going to do? Glory to God. Then he'll tell you, okay, well, listen, this is what you need to do. You need to go and ask whoever. Amen. Make sure you pay them back, glory to God, to give it to you. And, you know, God used people. God, he ain't raining down, hallelujah, no matter. He using people. He has a body of Christ, amen, that he uses, glory to God. Them who will make themselves available, he will use them, glory to God. So I encourage you to make sure you listen up and see what God is saying. Hallelujah. Don't just run out there and do things and, you know, oh, Lord, I hate I did it. My God, I hate I did it. It won't happen again, glory to God. But what you need to say is, Lord, help me. Don't let me go out there and do that same thing again. Because it got me in trouble that time. And I know if it got me in trouble that time, it'll get me in trouble this time. So, Lord, help me. Don't let me go out there and do that same thing and make that same mistake again. You got to ask the Lord to help you with each and everything. I'm telling you, glory to God. Holy Ghost, be with me. Be my guide. You know, let me hear you saying, don't do it. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's move on to 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entirety, wanting nothing. You know, perfect work. Even though you go through the test and the trial, you know, God is doing a perfect work. You know, that song I was telling you, he's doing a great work. Yes, he is. That way you don't have to worry about it. Because whenever you come out of this fire, that thing that you went through, understand, you will know that you know that you know. I know what happened. Then you can go back and be a testimony to help free somebody else and look, hold up, let me tell you what he did for me. Oh, my God, he brought me out. He brought me over. Hallelujah. I was under the bed. Glory to God. But he took me from under and put me on top. Glory, you can tell him all this. My God. That's the way it goes. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraidedly not, and it shall be given him. Yeah, if you lack wisdom and you don't understand it, just ask God. But so many times we won't ask. Sometimes you don't want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You don't want to hear what that old Holy Ghost is going to tell you to do. But do I really need to do that? Sometimes you'd be like, do I really need to do that? I mean, if you ask, he's going to give it to you. You know, people need wisdom on how to handle every situation that goes on in their life. I know y'all say, well, she talks about money, but not only money, relationships also. Hallelujah. Ask God. If he said, you know, Lord, is this man over here, is this the one that you got for me? Yes or no? If you tell me no, I'm walking away. If you say yes, then I'm going to stay and see what you got to do. But I ain't going to chase him down. I'm going to see what you got, how you want to go about it. If it is, then guess what? You ain't going to have to chase him down, because he's going to send him right to you. And he's going to know, amen, if he's a man of God, he's going to know that this is who God has for us. And if it's a woman of God, she's going to know that this is who God has for me. Glory to God. So that's the way you do that. I mean, you know, I've heard many testimonies of how, you know, they were just on a bus going to somewhere. They was going on a trip, and all of, you know, and they met on the bus, and they gave each other their numbers. And the next thing you know, well, he was saved and she was saved. And so next thing you know, they moved in the same state. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See how God hooked them back up? Glory to God. And then guess what? They got married because they were destined to be together. Glory to God. And see, that's what we need to do. If you ain't got no wisdom, he said, ask. I'm going to give you wisdom on how to handle your children. I'm going to give you wisdom on how to do the work in the ministry. I'm going to give you wisdom on how to go through this word. Oh, God. And how to go through it and meditate on it. I'm going to give you wisdom on how to pray and what to pray and when to pray. He said, I'm going to give you wisdom on when to speak. I'm going to give you wisdom when to shut up. I'm going to give you wisdom to choose your battles. I'm going to give you wisdom in who to go and tell the word to, because everybody don't want the word. Glory to God. Come on, you know they don't. Hallelujah. My God. He said, I'm going to give you wisdom. See, wisdom will stop you, amen, from making a lot of mistakes. Wisdom will stop you from doing things that's ungodly. Wisdom will stop you from going out there buying and going and charging all these cars and no, you ain't got no money to pay them. Wisdom will stop you. Wisdom will tell you, no, you don't need to go over there. Wisdom will tell you, you don't need to hear what they're talking about. Wisdom will tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. If you need wisdom, just ask. Don't ask one time. You're going to always need wisdom. Wisdom will tell you, do I need to buy this house? Lord, help me. I need you to tell me, do I need to get this house? Look, wisdom will tell you, do I need to go right now and get this car? You know, wisdom will help you in all those areas. Wisdom will do it for you. So if he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask him. You know, I know for a long time, I've always heard, you know, people saying, you know, in the church people, well, you know, you don't question God. You don't ask him. Well, if I don't ask him, who am I going to get an answer from? Glory to God. Yes, you can ask other people, but why are you reading the word? And if the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you, then I need to be asking him to give me what he wants me to say. I need to ask him how he wants me to handle this situation. And that's what you do. If you need wisdom, just ask. He will definitely give it to you. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 6. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Yeah. When you ask sometimes, okay, Lord, I'm asking you in faith. I'm believing you, Lord God. I got to have this, Lord. This is what I got to have. Okay, he does it for you that time. Then the next time you, well, I don't know, you know. I don't know if he's going to do it this time. He did it last time. He's the same God. He didn't change. If he said he'll do it once, he'll do it again. So come on now. Even when you hear it, other people, you tell other people stuff. You say, you know what? Well, this is what God's going to do for me. He's going to give me a new job. He's going to give me a new car. He's going to give me a husband. He going to do all them things. Glory to God. You know what? It's best you just don't tell them. Just keep it to yourself and keep believing God. Because sometimes people will just kill your morale when you have your spirit up so high. You be lifted up. Glory to God. You say, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I know you're not a God of lack. I know if you said it, then you got to bring it to pass. I know if you sent it, Lord, my God, you got to bring it to pass. Because, you know, prophecies, amen, when you're giving it, it's up to God to come bring them to pass. Glory to God. Don't look at the men and women. They're just saying what thus says the Lord. Glory to God. It's up to him to bring them to pass. If he told them to tell them to say it, then it's going to come to pass. Glory to God. So I encourage you, don't keep being tossed to and fro. My God, you know, your faith up this morning and then it's down, something else hits. Your faith up and then down, you're just spiraling all around. You know, that's not good. You got to get in one place and you got to stay. Because I remember, amen, things were happening and, you know, and this person said, well, you know what, said, you think everything is funny. Some stuff is really not funny. I understand that. But sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. Because laughter is like a medicine. It does you good, like a medicine. It really does. And I'm like, well, it's not that. It's just that I know who he is. And if he don't do it, then I can't do it. So guess what? I'm going to laugh and I'm going to continue on in faith and believe that he's going to do it. You know, your faith comes, amen, I'm sorry, trials come. It comes to make you better, not bitter. Some people have gotten bitter, amen, through the trials and the tests because they haven't gotten what they thought they should have had right now. And they say, well, you know what, it's coming to the end of the year. And what? It doesn't matter. He's still the same God. He's going to bring it forth when he gets ready. All he wants you to do is stay in faith. Keep believing him and know that the money is coming now. Glory to, oh, my God. I felt that myself. Money is coming now. You know, what do people need mostly in the world? You know, let's just say they need money, right? They need cars, hallelujah. They need housing, shelter. And those three things, those things right there, yes, you need them. Glory to God. He knows what you're in need of, but he still wants you to ask. Don't just say, well, Lord, you know I'm in need. Go to his word and find something. Find it in the word where he said, Lord, I give you. You say you'll give me land that I didn't plant. Lord, vineyards I didn't plant. You'll give me money, Lord God. You said they'll give it to, if I give, it shall be given. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, Lord God. You know what he said. You got to understand. Give him back his word, and he will provide, because he's a provider. Hallelujah. So just give him back his word. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But don't tell everybody what you're believing him for, because they'll talk you out of it. They'll talk you down. Next thing you know, you done walked away. You're feeling just broken. Amen. You know how I know? Because I've been there. I've been there. And some people will always try to, well, you know what? I don't believe, you know, he do this, that. No, because guess what? Their faith is not where yours is. So some people, you just can't do it. Don't do it. Let's move on. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You don't want to be double-minded. So one day you're up, down, you're all around. You believe God over here in 2018. Now we're 19. We're finna go to 20. You believe God then, but now, you can't believe it now for the little bitty things that you need? Yes. He's the same God. Hallelujah. He ain't changed. He's the same God. He did it then. He did it 2 years ago. He can do it right now. He's a right now God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. You know, there are some, amen, that are spiritually rich. Glory to God. You know, there are some that's spiritually rich. My God. Hallelujah. You know, that's a good thing. You know, for they will receive, amen, everything that they asking God for. They are. Glory to God. And there are some, amen, who spiritually poor, but they are rich, glory to God, in money. And there are some that are spiritually rich, but they lack money. But guess what? God ain't left. He's still going to take you through it. It don't matter. For those people who are spiritually rich, glory to God, hallelujah, they'll be still trying to get more money, work more hours, get more jobs, do more things of the world instead of chasing after God, glory to God. And those people who are spiritually, those who are spiritually poor, glory to God, guess what they'll do? They'll continue, hallelujah. I'm sorry, those that are spiritually poor will continue, hallelujah, to chase after more things. Those that are spiritually rich, let's get it right, glory to God. They will continue in the Lord, and they, you know, it's okay. You know, sometimes they have it, they don't. It's just like that. But they'll continue to believe God. Let's get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Verse 10. Hallelujah. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. See, he's going to be still there. Hallelujah. And guess what? He's going to pass away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withered the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. See, the rich man is going to fade away, glory to God. Hold up, wait a minute, hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this word shall go forth with fire and clarity in the name of Jesus. I bind any spirit that's trying to stop this word from going forth. For the people of God on this line trying to get this word in the name of Jesus, those that are listening through the web also, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I bind that spirit up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The word is going to go forth whether you like it or not. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, oh my God, that it shall go forth without stumbling, Lord, anyway, in the name of Jesus. I come against that person who's trying to stop the word of God from going forth right now, in the name of Jesus. I cast that spirit back into the sea right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Whew, my God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's go on with verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tired, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. You know, you're going to go on. You know, be happy. You'll be happy forever. Guess what? Because you're blessed in the man that endures temptation. You got to endure some stuff. I know, you know, that's good to have people that can pray with you and pray you out, glory to God. But there are some things that you're going to have to go through, glory to God. It's just the way it is, just the way it's set up. You know, if everybody didn't have to go through nothing, then like I said, you wouldn't pray. You wouldn't do not nothing. You wouldn't read the word of God. Well, I don't need that. I'm doing good. All is well. Everything is just like I want it. Everything is everything, you know. And that's what you will say. But, you know, we're going to have to go through some tests. We're going to have to go through some trials. We're going to have to go through some tribulations and know that God is there and he'll watch over you every time. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he at any man. Glory to God. You know, people say, well, you know what? That woman over there, that man over there, you know, oh, my God, God shouldn't have put him on him. You know, God put him here. He's tempting me. God don't tempt nobody with evil. Glory to God. He said he don't. He and his word is true. Hallelujah. He does not tempt anybody with evil. Evil cannot tempt God either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You godly, you walking in the right way. You got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You ain't going to be tempted, amen, with that evil. Glory to God. That's you. Let me read it right here and I'll show you. Glory to God. Let me show you right here. Okay, he said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, when you see old Susie come to the door, amen, at night, and, you know, old JoJo, Flo Joe, whatever you want to call him, and you know in the wee hours of the night, glory to God, you shouldn't let him in. You know, hallelujah. Amen, you know, I've heard some stories, my God, hallelujah. She in her high heel shoes, and she in her red dress, glory to God, and then she want to come in about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and JoJo coming through, and he's smelling all good, got on his expensive cologne, and all this kind of stuff, glory, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't open the door, tell him he should have stopped by his house and went to bed, and to call her out the door, just call her on the phone, said, I don't know who you think gonna let you in this time of night. Say, you know what you should have did? You should have stopped at home and got on in the bed, glory to God, because you will not come in here. You know, you're drawn away by your own lust. It's got nothing to do with God. God don't tempt you. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, Lord, you shouldn't have made that woman. Oh, you shouldn't have made that man, God. Oh, my God. Come on now. You're drawn away by what you're saying. So be careful about that thing. I saw a movie. And his friend was saved, he was, and he kept telling his co-worker, to listen, said, I'm telling you, you don't need to fool with that. She said, she's a devil, she poisoned. He had a wife, good wife, and everything. He said, man, do not fool with that woman because she is poison. He kept trying to tell him, said, she like you. He kept saying, no, she don't, no, she don't, no, she don't. But he kept telling him that she was poison. So, you know, his wife went out of town, and when he got back, guess what? When she got back, he had done failed. Glory to God, because she told him, you know, he told him, the man don't be going to no dinner with her, don't do nothing, don't even let her come in your house. But he started to let her come over and come in the house and different stuff, you know, and that's what happened. Glory to God. You see, he was telling him, man, she's poison. Don't do it, and don't do it. But he didn't listen. He did it anyway, glory to God. And y'all know the rest, it broke up his home. Hallelujah. My God, let's go on. Hallelujah. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Oh, my God. You know, it's talking about a spiritual death here. Also, you know, you work so hard to get to where you are. I'm just going to tell you, ladies, men, listen up. Hallelujah, glory. Turn it up a little bit so you can hear it. Don't let nobody come and tear down what God has built in you and where you're on your way to, because that's what's going to happen. Don't let them do it to you. You know, you have worked so hard. You've been through so many trials. You've been through so many tests. But then you're going to let, I ain't going to even say it's Mr. Right. You're just going to let somebody come in, amen, whoever, foo-foo, flow-flow, whatever, amen, come in and then just destroy in you what God has built. Oh, my God, don't let them do that to you, because you're going to die spiritually. And understand, once everything, amen, is in place, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to start all back over again. Then you got to go through all that you went through years and years ago. Oh, my God, can you see yourself having to go through all that again? Yes, if he fall down, he get up. I understand. When you get up, glory to God, yes, he got to bring you back up. And let me help you out. Some people don't make it back up. They just don't. Hallelujah. Because guess what? It takes so much out of them. They'll be trying to come up, but then they'll also remember what happened, you know, what transpired and all that time, and it'll be a terrible struggle. So don't let nobody tear down what God has built up in you. Don't do it. Don't do it, and don't do it. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let's move to 18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. My God, my God. Let's move on to 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. You know, sometimes when people be talking to people, they'll lash out at them. You know, just be slow to speak. Just be slow. And sometimes when things come to you, be slow. And you say, okay, I hear you. You know, but one thing I don't do, don't talk behind those people. Because the main one, what is that, the dog that bring a bone also carry a bone. Huh. You better know that is true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better know it. So just be slow. Don't always say, well, you know what, I'm going to go get them. I'm going to go. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Just be slow to speak. Be slow to anger when people come and try to make you angry. You know, can't nobody make you angry, hallelujah, unless you let them. Sometimes you have to just say, well, you know what, I'm just going to walk away. I'm just going to turn and go the other way. Because if I stay here another minute, I know what's going to happen. So just go ahead. Let me go on up the hall or go on down somewhere else. Or let me just go ahead. I'll tell you what. I'll holler. If I'm on the phone, I'll holler, okay? That way you won't have to let them steal it. You know, it's not about who's the bigger person. It's not about who's so spiritual. It's not about none of that. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. My God. So when you can reach that point, then all this other stuff, it won't even matter. I know somebody said even not matter. Okay, that's the way we talk now, South. Even not matter, okay? So don't even worry about it. So be careful how you speak out on things all the time. You know, hold up, they made me mad. And you know what? And that person going to come right back in your path the next day. And guess what? They probably going to make you even madder. And if they're trying to, glory to God, to steal what God is building up in you, then you just let them stole some of it. Hallelujah. You know, we were talking and they were saying, don't give no, tonight I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. No, don't give no piece of your mind. Hallelujah, glory to God, because you need all your mind, because you need it to pray when it's time, when it's praying time. You need to be able to pray, glory to God, which we're in that stage and right now. It is praying time. We need to pray even the more. Let's move on. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Save yourself a life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Just save it. Hallelujah, life. You know, just continue in the word of God. Don't worry about all that stuff that go on, because you can get caught up in an instant. Let's move on to 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. You know, if you receive the word of God on the inside of you and you receive the Holy Ghost, glory to God, all that other stuff, you will stay away from it. And, you know, Holy Ghost will let you know. You ain't got nobody watching that. You ain't got no, don't say that. You know, some people say they say what comes in their mind. No, he said take every thought into captivity. So be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're listening to. Amen. The music that you're listening to. Glory to God. I was trying this morning to hear the gospel. Amen. And I said, Alexa, let me hear the Christian gospel music. Glory to God. And it took me somewhere. I said, what the world? I said, Alexa, you didn't get it right. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be careful what you're listening to. Because, you know, whatever you're doing and however you're walking and whatever you're reading, all those things frame your world. Because if you're reading something that you shouldn't be reading, then guess what? It's going to frame your world. In other words, you're going to start to act on that thing. Make sure if it ain't God, just throw it away, you know? I mean, you can read other stuff and read magazines. Ain't nothing wrong with some of the other stuff. But just be careful when you get ready to fall in some of the other readings and things that's going on now. You know, everybody trying to pull everybody in the way to make them look like they are right and this is right. And, you know, being tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. And make sure that it's Jesus that you're following. And if you're following him, can't nobody do you no harm. Glory to God. Let's move on. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know, you can hear this word, go to church every day, sit on the front row. Hallelujah. I'm at Bible study, I'm there. I'm at prayer, I'm there. You know, and they have something, they have, you know, someone to come in town, revivals, thank you, Lord. Have revivals, I'm there. Every night, I'm there. Hallelujah. I'm there every night on time, and if they don't give me their seat up there in the front, I'll get mad. Glory to God. Those type Christians, glory to God. I said religious people. Glory to God. Hear the word all the time. I'm reading the word, you know. What you doing today? I'm studying my Bible, baby. I'm studying my Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you can't live by not nothing you're reading. You can't live by nothing that you've heard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you're deceiving yourself, and you keep hearing the word, and nothing is changing in you. You need to go back to the altar because something ain't happening. Hallelujah. Something is not clicking right. Glory to God. Let's move on. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. You know, just think about it. When you get in front of a mirror, you see yourself and you say, well, okay, let me fix everything, you know, make sure my hair ain't sticking up and all, you know, and everything. And guess what you do? Some people, I'm just saying, you know, you get in there and if you walk away from the mirror and you don't brush your hair down, you don't even try to fix your clothes up on your neck, you say, well, I look all right, I'm going on. Glory to God. Is that how you perceive the word of God? No, hold up. Now, I'm reading the word of God. I'm asking God to engraft that word on my heart. So whenever I get in a place, hallelujah, and I need a word, then guess what? You can bring that word from on the inside. But if you ain't putting it there, it ain't nothing there. You're empty. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You're just empty. You ain't got no word. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that thing, and I was meditating on that, and they were talking about how, you know, they're taking the prayer out of schools and different stuff. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. They better took the prayer. They can take the prayer out of the building, but they cannot take it from the children. If parents are putting it there, they can't take it. Glory, you can even have it on a index card, you know. Our parents can say, listen, this is the prayer that I want you to, on the inside of your mind, you keep this prayer with you all day, and you say it, whatever it is that you want them to keep it, keep on the inside, and, you know, they'll remember it, and you pray with them before they go out the door, and you pray with them before you let them out the car, all in the car riders, before you let them out the car, you pray with them before they get on the bus. Glory to God, hallelujah. They can't take it away. They can take it from the building, but they can't take it from the people. They can't take it from the children. If you're putting it there, they can't take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't say that, hallelujah. It's just like you're looking in a mirror and you're reading the word of God, but ain't nothing there. You say, okay, I read 10 chapters a day. Well, what you get out of them 10 chapters? Nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing. Not a thing. Glory to God. Let's move on. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forget it. What manner of man is he? See, you do it, but you're going the other way. You ain't studied on none of the words. Let's read on, hallelujah. I want to make sure I finish this. Glory to God. Let's move on. But whoso looketh into the perfect, looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You know you're going to be blessed whenever you got that word on the inside and say, Lord, I'm going to do it like you want it. Do you ever think about it, even when you're on your busy day and you're out at work, on your job, or you're out in the store, so you know what, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. Somebody come up there and cut in front of you, glory to God, hallelujah, and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. But still, they didn't move, hallelujah. They still stayed where they was. And I think I was on the phone with somebody, and I said, now, you know what? I said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I said, because, you know, during the time, I would say, excuse me. I'm sorry, but you need to get to the back of the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I said, you know what? It ain't even worth it. I said, yes, you go ahead. I said, it's okay. And then, are you sure? I said, yeah, but you done already broke, so that you done already got up there. So, you know, I'm not going to pitch a fit. Let's go ahead. You know, it's okay. I said, I'm not in a hurry. It's okay. It's good. Hallelujah. So let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is in vain. You know, you got to learn how to bridle your tongue. You know, some people say, well, if I'm thinking it, I might as well say it. No, he said, take every thought in captivity, because you don't want to say something that's going to hurt somebody. Before you say it, think about it, you know. And if you think you're going to hurt somebody, just don't say it. Just say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. You know, and guess what? I'm going to tell you something. Amen. That's a battle you're going to fight right there. Because guess what? It's going to come back up. Guess what you do? Cast it down. It come back up, cast it down. I'm not going to say that, okay? Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? Hallelujah. After a while, you know, I say, well, I'm thinking it. I might as well say it. No, you got to take every thought into captivity. Because you don't want to hurt nobody. You don't want to do that. You know, you don't want that person's blood on your hands because you've done something that you shouldn't do. Yeah, that's just sin. You don't want to do that. You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings and different things like that. So come on now. If you're thinking it, don't say. Sometimes, you know, you may even be right, but still, you don't know how that person is going to perceive what you're saying. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Ain't it good? I know it. Glory to God. Pure religion is and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know, don't do things that you know people are going to talk about. Yeah, you know, well, hold up, wait a minute, wait a minute now. I saw Carl, you know, she got in the car with this man and they went off for the weekend and they stayed gone a long time. Glory to God. Now, is that the way you're supposed to live? You have to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Don't let the world see you doing stuff that you know that's not right and it's not godly. Glory to God. Come on, people. We got to get some sense in this season. You know, sometimes you just ain't got it. Glory to God. And if you ain't got it, you just ain't got it. Ask God to help you get it. That's the thing. So sometimes you just ain't got it. Hallelujah. My God. Don't do things that's going to cause you people to talk about you like that. I mean, people will talk. Yes, we know. But those things right there, they don't have to be the truth. But people they're going to lie on you and everything else. But just don't make it truthful. Just don't make it truthful. Glory to God. And, you know, hallelujah. We are also going to be afflicted. And even in this season, let's see if it's someone that we can reach out and we can touch and, you know, make things better and help them, glory to God. Because, you know, there are some people that really need help. You know, even if you know a widow or it said the widow and the orphan, you know, someone whose parents is gone on to glory and you can help, then help if you can. If you can't help, then you know somebody that can help. Then that's what you do. You said, okay, well, I'm going to help. I can help this much. I know everybody can do something. It may not be a whole lot, but everybody can do something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Just know that he is who he is, and he is all that we need him to be. Even in the times of the trials, the troubles, and the tribulations, he is always there, and he's never late. He's always right on time. Every test, every trial, God is right there. We only have to call on him. That's the thing. Sometimes we don't call him. And, you know, we wait till it really gets rough. Well, you know, it's just a mirror, you know, whatever. Nah, you know, the devil ain't playing. And guess what? You don't need to be playing either. Hallelujah. Don't play around. You go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Listen. Sometimes I have to stop in my track. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me back up a little bit now. Hold up. Wait. This ain't going to be right. No. And then you have to cast it down and begin to pray and ask God to help you and give you strength and ask God to lift you up on high and help you. Glory to God. And he will. He'll do it every time. He's an on-time God. He's never late and always on time. Ah, my God, my God. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Even though you go through trials, don't get bitter because you went through and I've been going through a long time, but still, he's still in control. Don't get bitter because guess what? It's going to get better. Oh, my God. Don't get bitter because it's going to get better. Glory to God. And if you hold on to his unchanging hand, because God's hand don't change, but guess what? Man hand will. And what I mean by that, what you'll do is one day you're up, one day you're down. Stay in faith. I've heard people saying, well, you know what? I got faith. Yes, you got it. Because he said in his word, I dealt every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. Yes, you got faith. But if you want your, he wants to build your faith up to take you even higher into new levels, into new territory. That's why the trials come. And the tests come to take you into more and new territories. You don't want to stay the same in that same little old place. Amen. From now and here on out until Jesus calls you home. Glory to God. You want to be built it up so you can go and do things, great and mighty exploits. Oh, my God. So whenever you get there and you get your crown, hallelujah. Oh, look at all these souls that I spoke to and they got saved under the ministry. And look at all these souls over here. They got healed. And oh, my God, God, you brought them out. You did it, but you worked through me. Glory to God. Look at all these children over here that I helped. Hey, come on now. Say it, somebody. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Look at all of them, how they growed up. Glory to God. And now they're lawyers and hallelujah. And they're ready for president. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. They got the best job there in the Senate. Huh? Oh, my God. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation of Christ. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Lord God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed unto you, Lord God, that I have committed, Lord. I repent of every one of them. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. You're free. Serve him in a mighty way. Let him use you to do great and mighty exploits. Go to a Bible-believing church and get built up, hallelujah, on the word of God. And engraft that word on your heart so you can sin not against thee. Oh, my God. So you'll know what to do, how to do it, and what not to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, glory to God. Next coming up is Minister Elaine Jackson, and her show is coming on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. Hallelujah. I gave the wrong times a few minutes ago, but I wanted to clear that up so nobody will say it and have no excuse to go over and hear her, to hear what God is saying. The number for the show is 1-347-945-5041. So I encourage you to go over and hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Because God moves in a mighty way. Hallelujah. So I want you to go over and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God, because we serve an awesome God. And don't forget to tune on Tuesday. Oh, Apostle and Pastor, they're going to be rocking the world. Glory to God. Saturday, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, Faith, come by, hear it. And I will be back on next Sunday. Sunday. I think we have one more Sunday before Christmas. You know, glory to God. They said, well, they don't took the Christmas, Christ out of Christmas. They ain't got to take it out of you. Glory to God. I think you put too much into what people say and not listening out enough of what God is saying. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have a happy, happy rest of the Sunday, and we will see you back on next week. Amen.